Listening, Unit 10, page 126, D.
You will hear a radio interview with a teenager. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
In the studio today is London teenager Ahmed Khan, who's here to tell us about how he decided on his chosen vocational training course. Ahmed, you've just signed up for a college course in floristry. But you didn't always have the ambition to work in this particular field, did you?
No. In fact, a few months ago, I didn't really know what I wanted to do when I left school. I've always hated sitting exams, and I knew that I didn't have the brain to do something academic. But everyone kept going on at me to make up my mind. I just felt there was a lot of pressure on me to decide. But at the same time, I wasn't getting anything in the way of useful, practical assistance to help me make a choice.
But you attended an event that gave you a brainwave.
That's right. Last autumn, my form teacher announced that she was taking us all on a trip to World Skills International. At first, I thought, boring. I'd always found school trips really dull and could never see the point in them. But I was truly inspired by the visit.
In what way?
Well, for a start, it was an extremely well-organised event, aimed at bringing young people from all over the world to compete in skills competitions in national teams. It was kind of like the Olympics, and it even had spectacular opening and closing ceremonies. World Skills took place over 4 days, and you had teams of construction trainees doing things like bricklaying and plumbing, beauticians doing people's hair and nails, and even carers doing first aid. I guess I was struck by the talent of these people. They all seemed really motivated and committed to their tasks. I realised right there and then that I wanted to do something creative with my hands.
So why floristry?
I don't know, really. By chance, I suppose. As well as the competitions, they also had what they called have a go. You could try your hand at all sorts of things at stalls organised by lots of different companies. There was some really wacky stuff, like building your own bedroom burglar alarm and chocolate welding. There were huge crowds at most stands. The floristry one was practically empty, though. I went over to have a look, and before I knew it, I was making up a bridal bouquet. It was great fun, and the trainer told me I was a natural.
So, what was the next step?
My teacher was dead impressed with the bouquet I'd made and suggested that maybe I should become a florist. She was given information packs on gaining vocational skills, and we worked through them in class throughout that term. I reckon it was the most important term I've ever had at school. We did a lot of group activities discussing the vocational skills needed for all the occupations we were interested in, and how we could go about getting them. I guess seeing how jobs are really done and getting hands-on experience of them at World Skills helped us all to figure out what we wanted to do with our lives and made us realise it was up to us to make sure we got the proper training.
An invaluable lesson indeed. So, would you attend World Skills again?
I can't hide the fact that I'm holding out hopes of being a competitor at a future event. Of course, it'll take a lot of hard work and dedication, but I'm raring to go. I won't make it to the next event in 2013, but I've got my eyes set on the 2015 event. By that time, I'll be well into my training.